Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Segment Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I mean, what a week, because I've got Justin Martindale here.
Happy Scoopo de Juso.
Oh, you're so cute, because this is Cinco de Mayo.
I know.
I wore my little Michelada shirt for you.
That's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're going to get in trouble for that, being that you, are you a little bit Mexican or no?
No, I'm just from Texas. And
does that count?
Yeah, well, my family is part Mexican. Yeah, my half sister and brothers are, yes. My stepfather's Hispanic.
If we did a 23andMe, you still are not.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, come for him, you guys.
No.
For him. You came for Kendall Jenner. You better come for Justin Martindale.
It's the same thing.
Trying to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
From the family that I grew up with. It's never good enough.
Listen, as stand-up comedians, I am so sorry to say that one of my predictions came true.
I know.
Of course, after the Will Smith hitting Chris Rock, we talked a lot about it. And I said, I'm really afraid this is going to give the weirdos, you know, this will start happening more. And unfortunately, it happened. And I've seen it happen in smaller venues, mm-hmm. with smaller comedians, mm-hmm. people have sent me stuff. Of course, this got a lot of press because it was Dave Chappelle, mm-hmm. at, this is part of the Netflix is a Joke, right, series, which is a festival of all the best and brightest stand-up comedians, in which I was not invited to, in Los Angeles, my city that I was born and raised in, born at St. Joseph's in Burbank, but whatever. Anyway... he got attacked on stage, really at the end of his set.
Yep.
It sounded like he was just announcing they were going to have a musical guest. Chris Rock happened to have been there. I don't know. Did he perform as well?
I'm not sure if Chris Rock performed as well, but like Jamie Foxx was there.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say maybe Snoop Dogg. I don't know. But like.
So I think we have the video.
Okay.
Here we go. Hold on. We can see it. Wait. How do I do the sound? Here we go. So he's announcing the musical guest.
Make some noise for hip-hop.
And this guy just ran up from the front of the stage and just attacks him. Now, thank God. And then, mm-hmm. a couple other people got knocked down in the process. Mm-hmm. About seven other guys from backstage go running after the man, in which they did get him. And then
It's so terrifying.
Yeah, and then they showed him on the stretcher, you know, or going into the ambulance. Well, he's going to have to pay for that ambulance.
Yeah.
His son wasn't there to drive him back to the hospital. And
they got him good.
His arm's going in a completely different direction.
Yeah, I think he broke his hands. He's got a posse there. Oh, I think Busta Rhymes was there. I think Busta Rhymes was the musical act there. But, like, yeah, you don't...
So just really terrifying. You know, he then went on to, like, continue the show. Mm-hmm. And I guess they then had that musical guest play. Of course, they caught the guy. He's been arrested. And, I mean, yeah. So someone reminded me, this a friend of mine out in Philly, she texted me this morning. She's like, you know, what's that policy you said about comedy clubs giving free tickets to policemen?
Uh-huh.
And I go, oh my God, I mentioned that that's something that should happen, but I want to say it again. I think it's a great idea. You and I are going to be in Napa Valley.
The most terrifying place.
You don't know where crazy lives.
Yes, that's
okay?
True.
It surpasses all demographics, mm-hmm. and cities and everything else. We are going to be in Napa Valley and on June 17th. And at so go to heathermcdonald.net. I'm not sure if it's up for purchase, but just mark the date. And if you are a police officer, maybe your wife's a Juicy Scooper. And I would like to offer you complimentary tickets to sit in the front row.
Yeah.
And that's for all my shows coming up. Seriously, if your husband's a policeman and he's, like, willing to come.
And hot.
And hot. And I mean, I don't know how it works. So, I mean, I hope I'm not doing it. I don't know if they can come strapped with their gun or just being, like, a guy that knows how to, be trained with danger. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I also want to see if you're a female officer and a juicy scooper, like, or not. Or your girlfriend is. Whatever.
Yeah.
I love the police. I always have. So let me know.
And we will be in wine country, which is rumored to be, dangerous. So maybe we should get shirts that say Chug Life. I don't know. Like,
oh,
maybe.
That's cute.
I mean, it is scary. You have no idea. Like,
no, it's
because
really...
people now, I will say, I was at the, I went back to the Brea improv running my hour
because
I taped my special last Sunday, and 20 minutes left of my set, it's going great. I had, like, a great group of people there. There was, like, a tussle in the crowd. And I was thinking, like, oh, maybe it's just a waiter or waitress getting an order or whatever. And then all of a sudden, it gets to the point where people are looking back, and I hear people start going, shh, shh, and that's when I'm like, okay. And I stopped. I'm like, what's going on? And the guy goes, huh? And I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? He goes, this show sucks. And I was like, what? And the audience is like, well, then leave. And I go, yeah, get up. I didn't, like, bring you here. I didn't, like, tie you down. Also, did you not see the marquee? I'm literally doing this in my picture. My background is teal. So I think it was someone who had their masculinity threatened. I think a friend of those two guys, it was three guys, I think one of the guys was like, oh, I really like Justin Martin, da, 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 da. And then it got a little too gay.
Okay.
And they were like, oh. But I was like, wow, we're just, like, interrupting shows now. I'm glad he didn't, they kicked him out. And I was afraid, like, oh, I have to have someone walk me to my car because someone wants to just beat my ass for no reason. But they asked for their refund and they didn't get it. So thanks.
Good.
But, like,
I'm glad.
Security was like, came up to me and was like, I'm really sorry. I really dropped the ball on that. And well, I'm like, uh-huh.
But I also want to say, I don't want to criticize, and I said this before, the security at a comedy club. We all know it's hard to find help.
Yeah.
They might not be right by the stage. Sometimes they're doing other things. Sometimes they don't provide security unless it's a more high profile person. And there's nights where there's maybe seven comedians performing.
Oh, for sure.
And so those people can't provide their own security. Maybe that night the club chooses not to spend their money on security those nights. And like I said, crazy is everywhere. So that's why I think the comedy clubs should have a policy where if police officers or professional security, I don't know how they would qualify it, but that they could come and get complimentary tickets and be in the front row and just do their thing.
It will be interesting because this festival
is
still going. And Chappelle, Leslie Jones, Dave Attell, Jeff Ross, Aziz Ansari, Bill Burr, they've all dropped in at the Comedy Store. They all came, I want to say, like, maybe two nights ago. And, like, Chappelle did an hour, which is, a lot.
Yeah.
and then following up, everybody goes up and goes up. So I'm wondering if now, because of this, I'll come back and let you all know. But, like, tonight and tomorrow, like, I bet security is going to be so packed. Because this... You can't just, like, blow this off as, like, oh, well, this was just a one-time incident. You don't know how many other people are like, well, if I didn't get him, someone else will. You have no idea. And that's what's terrifying. And didn't you say it was, like, a fake gun with a knife
so
on it?
What they're reporting is it's, like, a fake gun. Like, I don't know what, with a knife coming out of the end of it. So I haven't been to the Hollywood Bowl in a long time. I don't know if everybody goes through a metal detector.
I thought they would.
If you go through a metal detector at, like, a Six Flags, I would think you'd go through a metal detector at a Hollywood Bowl, but I don't know.
And if maybe Bugs Bunny has to go through the metal detector, everyone should.
But also, I don't know if maybe the weird weaponry he had maybe doesn't show
Set
up
it off.
Somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, like, what was... Because, again, it wasn't like the guy came there, was really ready to have a good time, and he said something that triggered him, like the Will Smith excuse. It seems like he went there with the intention to do this and finally saw that Dave Chappelle was ending his set, and this was his last chance.
To what? Kill him in front of everybody?
Be famous, people. Ugh. And then people were saying, well, this are they filming this for his next special, and will they show this the special? I don't think they will, because it's taking away from the comedy. It's giving this guy and we don't want to give these crazies a platform to make another crazy person be like, oh my God, I got to be on the Netflix special of Dave Chappelle or Justin Martindale or Heather McDonald.
Pay your money.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Sit down. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
That's the rules.
Listen, I wasn't asked to participate in the LA Netflix is a joke special festival, whatever. I don't know. Maybe being the fifth most popular comedy podcast every week behind three men, two men, and another man, Conan, and just me alone as the only single female. Maybe that's not good enough.
Mm-mm.
That's just not good enough for Netflix as a joke.
They don't really care. Here's the thing
Sorry, guys. You'll have to come see me in Napa.
I mean, my God. But
sorry,
I mean,
LA peeps.
What's worse?
Make a fun weekend out of it. Justin and I will be there.
I mean, my God. I was like, you were like, do you want to go to Napa? And I was like, I have dreamed of this day. Like, I'm like ready to go.
With all of LAPD and San Francisco police. Okay, go on.
Please, you're all invited.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get in trouble on this because of the video clip. Did you see the full video clip of what he said afterwards?
Dave Chappelle?
Uh-huh.
No, do tell.
He said that was a trans man.
Really?
Yes. And I'm he goes, that was a trans man. And I'm like, no, don't. Like, if you don't know, he's already gotten heat for making anti-trans statements.
But then also that is his sense of humor in addressing the fact that he's been hated, so clearly this might be...
That's why I'm wondering if the motive was that, you know, this person could have a relative or know somebody.
Honestly, if I got called to be the guy's defense attorney, I would make it I was out of my mind because I lost someone I loved who was a victim of a trans hate.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever his defense attorney is, you're welcome.
But I was
that's
like,
the route you need to go.
I was like, out of all the things
apology.
To say.
Yeah. So then,
all the things to say. And then Chris Rock said, was that Will? Which I thought was funny.
Totally funny.
But I'm like, come on, Dave, damn it. You said that on a hot mic in front of the Hollywood Bowl after you got attacked? What's wrong?
And then the other thought is like, wow, you know, when that happened with Will Smith, no one arrested him. No one did anything.
Yeah.
He got the award. Everyone clapped. And then he partied to his own music.
With his own award. Yeah. If that had happened to Will Smith where his arm went backwards.
So this isn't, you know, this isn't great. It's not great for Will Smith. Clearly, the only person truly to blame is this psychopath. But who knows, you know, what we're going to find out about him, what his motivation was mentally, whatever. But
it could have been a lot worse, and I'm so glad not. Like, that would have been – it's so, so scary. It's
– It really is.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get into – okay, yeah, that was – So my prediction was correct again. God, you guys,
you're
I'm
really
sorry.
Good.
And some people are like, you're getting annoying. But a lot of people let me know Blac Chyna was awarded zero.
I know.
From the Kardashians, zero. Also, I couldn't believe it was true, but somebody showed me information from OnlyFans that says that she is one of the top earners of OnlyFans and makes $20 million a month.
Mm-hmm.
$20 million a month, but she said she doesn't have a bank account and she hasn't paid her taxes in years because she lost out on so much money being that the Kardashians meddled in her Rob Loves China E! Show.
Right. Which everyone, I mean, was bummed about.
Meanwhile,
when is that coming back? Huh.
Well, Tokyo Toni, your mother.
Tokyo Toni.
Such a loving mother, is going to do all that she can for baby Blac Chyna.
Mm-hmm.
And she started a GoFundMe.
Oh, good.
To collect, the goal is $400,000 to get people to give their money to it so that they can hire more attorneys that will then appeal this decision.
Great.
And where are they at? $780.
$780. So they're on their way.
It's been 2 days or 3 days. No, 2 days. And it's $780. And yeah, I don't think there's a big overwhelming. Why are you feeling sad?
No. I mean, it just. Whack China. Just let it go.
Listen, I can't believe she makes $20 million a month.
Yeah, seriously.
You know why? Because she lives up the street from her office.
Yeah.
She lives in my neighborhood.
I think she just...
Like, what are you doing making 20 million...
But I mean, do that. Like, show your feet. Get on OnlyFeet. Do all that. Like, what... Like, leave these... Leave... It's not happening. You can't, like, beg for your e-show to come back.
No, no one can.
We've tried.
Okay, what? The girl, it worked out perfectly. Just as they're about to get out of their limo is when they got the news that their trial against Blac Chyna, that they all prevailed, and every single Kardashian was at the Met Ball. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to, I know people have talked about it, we just want to get to the juice of it, which was Kim. Kim in the Marilyn Monroe dress, which there were rumors about it, so I did talk about that on Monday before we were confirmed that she was actually wearing it. It was all about... if she could fit in it. I was with Jill Zarin last night at Craig's.
Okay.
And her friend owned the dress. The friend sold it to Ripley's for $3 million.
Wow.
She showed me the dress in her friend's house from like a couple years ago.
And then so Kim borrowed it from Ripley's?
Yes.
So she drove down Hollywood and Highland and went into that gross building with the T-Rex coming out of it?
I think she went to one on the East Coast.
Okay.
And now it will be in the one in Hollywood with the accessories that she chose to wear for it.
And can I make a petition to get this dress out of Ripley's, believe it or not, and put it in the Academy of Motion Pictures where it belongs? Like, even though it wasn't in a movie?
Well, Ripley's bought it, though. The woman bought it. She was a collector of memorabilia. She sold it for $3 million because it just didn't fit in her house anymore. So it's like whoever buys it.
Yeah, I
if
guess
someone
so.
Someone else wants to buy it from Ripley's, fine. And so the whole thing was she said, I, you know, obviously we can't alter it because it's iconic and, you know, whatever, historic. So she lost 16 pounds in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Hasn't had carbs or sugar. And
it's a great,
to be able to zip it up.
Influence for and, young girls.
Because if you see the back of Marilyn, Marilyn mm-hmm. was taller than her and, you know, had a curvy body, but definitely a different ass. We're mm-hmm. seeing the back of her ass.
Didn't have the same surgeons either, so.
And, okay, yes. And so she wore this fur around her. So a lot of people suspected it probably didn't zip up the back and the fur was covering it. I also noticed when she turned around in the front with the videos that were shared, trying it on with Pete Davidson, I noticed that the waist wasn't as nipped in as when she went out. So
cinched,
I thought,
like
yeah,
the, cinched. Cinched in.
So I thought maybe she had like one of those clips that you do when you're trying like a wedding dress in the back, and that's what the fur was covering.
Nope.
But now it's been revealed, thanks to BuzzFeed News, that she wasn't able to zip it up the butt. She kind of tied it with a little string that cinched in the waist and kept it together. Then when she went up the stairs, then she had a replica dress that she could wear more comfortably that fit her for the rest of the ball.
Who doesn't have a replica dress? Also, I think she ripped it. She ripped the dress because Marilyn Monroe was sewn into this dress.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
She was sewn in. This woman was not.
Yeah.
And so she tried to put it on and ripped this dress. So they...
Who said... They didn't say they ripped it. No, they just didn't zip it.
It just came out today. Yeah.
Oh, because it was sewn in. There was never a zipper.
There was never a zipper.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's whatever. I mean,
but
come
also,
on,
like,
it worked out. Yeah.
The amount of looks that happened at the Met Gala, there were so many that I was like, oh, this is gorgeous. This is beautiful. This was completely overshadowed.
Yes.
Yes, we get it.
This overshadowed everything.
I was
yes.
like, oh, had we not known that this was Marilyn Monroe's dress, no one would have given a shit.
Right.
It looks good. It looks like Skims. I think the hair, why would you do that to your hair only to pull it back? If you want to give a full homage to Marilyn Monroe, give us the Marilyn Monroe hair. You know, Chris gave us Jackie Onassis, I think, which, you know, not gilded glamour.
Right, right. But like American history, I
but
guess.
The, yeah, American history was not the theme.
Right. And also,
gilded glamour was the theme. You missed the mark, Kim. Sorry,
well,
she did. She missed. They all did.
Whoa.
All did.
Okay.
Not gilded glamour. I'm sorry.
I thought. Listen.
They did not understand the assignment.
Okay, I don't care about the fucking assignment of this Met Ball. I am over.
As someone who gladly took her costume back from the Bridgerton experience, you did not give a shit. I was like, I'll just have it. I'll hold it for one more day.
Listen.
One day more.
All I know is if I ever get invited to the Met Ball, I will have like an ostrich on the top of my head.
Good.
Because if I'm going to go to this thing, I want to be talked about.
For sure.
And if you just come looking kind of pretty, you might not get any love because someone will do something really big and iconic, and that happens to be Kim Kardashian. Mm. So I do think this is the best Kim ever looked. I did disagree with you. I thought dyeing the blonde hair, which I was like, did she dye her hair or just spray?
I thought she shaved her head.
I thought maybe she just sprayed it blonde just because it is so not good for your hair. Mm-hmm. But she has gone blonde in the past, and maybe she wants a blonde summer. I don't know. I kind of thought it was a unique way to go versus a big wig or something going as Marilyn. Like, she mm-hmm. wasn't going as Marilyn, mm-hmm. but she was doing a little something different.
Okay.
So I was down for it. And then but she's getting criticism by people like Lily Reinhart, who said, like, oh, my God, you know, it's not cool that she starved herself. Well, she didn't say she starved herself. She says, I haven't had carbs. Or
she did say sugar. I'm starving on the carpet.
I also kind of like that honesty. I'm like starving. Like, you know, like, hey, this was like a challenge and it was hard. At the same time, you know what? Marilyn Monroe and Jackie O had fucked up diets too.
Yeah.
Like, my mom would take me in a car to some weird house in Sherman Oaks for some secret doctor to give her a shot in the ass that all her friends were getting. I don't think that was FDA approved. And whenever she had an event, it was grapefruits and hard boiled eggs and black coffee.
Yes.
And so, like, listen, if anything, our generation is healthier. At least she was eating, drinking juices and stuff. She was just refraining from sugar and whatever, and she was being honest about
it. But here's the thing that, like, I think is so kind of hypocritical and where we're at now. Do you remember, like, a couple years ago when that, like, cayenne pepper lemon juice fad was a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, it's just a cleanse. We're cleansing. Cleansing was so big.
Right.
I want to, like, shed some water weight, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I get exactly what you're saying. It's like, if she wants to lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks, let her. Because is it she just being body positive for herself?
Right. Yeah.
Because I think the definition of body positivity has turned into, like, oh, well, how dare she, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a woman of a certain age, you know, obviously, if you're not living with your parents.
Yeah.
If you're like, you know, this is what I want to do. Oh, I'm going to be seen by the world in this dress. I want to make sure I look good. I want to make sure everything fits right. Then yes.
Well, what?
But you can't be Lily Reinhart who and be, she's on Riverdale, I know.
Yeah.
But you can't be Lily Reinhart and be like, I think it's awful what she did, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, you're not her.
Well,
you never will be.
I heard an interview with Matthew McConaughey and with Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan was really intrigued how he got so thin for where he played the AIDS.
Dallas Buyers Club?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, he described the little bit of food, what he'd ate.
Yeah.
But part of it was also drinking as much red wine as he wanted or something like that. And he was like, wow, that's interesting. Like, it's just a weird thing. Everyone lived after. People have gained weight for parts and lost weight for parts.
Yeah.
And like, so this, to her, this is like the biggest night of her life. But I did find it interesting. Like, where was the J-Lo? Where was the Beyonce?
Where was
the A-listers? And I don't think it's because their invitation got lost in the mail. I think maybe because people are like, you know what? It's I'm not going to get the most press from it anymore. It's going to be the five Kardashians. So I don't feel like putting the hamburger bun on or whatever. Did Katy Perry go?
She did go, okay. And no one really cared.
No one cared.
I mean,
go as a hamburger next time.
Also, it was like we had some TikTokers that Addison Rae girl was there, and she was doing this. She was posing like this. And I'm like,
with her hands
what is
up,
she doing?
Yeah.
It was so bizarre. I was like, Vanessa Hudgens looks great.
But, you know, I think, like, in defense of
Blake Lively shut it down, and she was, like, the first one there. Like, that's what I thought was
right.
amazing.
She was gorgeous. And all that. But I'm just saying, like, you know, but then you got to think about it, Anna Wintour. If you
Anna Wintour.
If you want to bring eyes on Vogue and you want to get new Instagram followers, which is way more important than someone buying the, you know, $8 magazine, you got to get the people that are hot and up and coming, and that is probably not the 55-year-old A-list actress that attended 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's that. Like, the times have changed.
And that's what kind of bugged me because, like, you know, Jessica Chastain was there, who just won the Academy Award. There was, like, I mean, there were stars and legends there. I'm trying to think, like, Christine Baranski was there. Yeah. Glenn Close was there. And then I honestly just think, like, we're in such Kardashian overload.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to have a break. I need a juice cleanse from the Kardashians.
Well,
every
I am
going
to move on, but I have a couple more things to say about the topic. But, I mean, I could see someone like a Meryl Streep going forward or whoever, or some of these people that just going, I don't need to go next year.
Yeah.
You know? And also, like, what the money goes towards, like, another museum or something. Like, I was talking to Carol Radswell because I was like, hey, has any housewife – I was with Jill Zarin last night at Craig's. Get to that in a minute. And I was like, has any housewife ever been invited to the Met Ball? And I said, I bet Carol Radswell had. So I texted her and I said, have you ever gone? And she goes, yeah, like 2004, 2005. Yes, I went. You know, because she's in that world and everything. And and she, you know, we were talking. She's like, it should go to something. The money could go to something different at this point that I think would, like, pique people's interest. Mental health, something.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a great idea. Like, change it up a little to maybe intrigue some of the people that might want to come back and make it. Because, I mean, I'm kind of like, okay, so let's go to
it just – well, I was going to say before – I was going to say it just looked exhausting. Like, I, you know, Courtney was her first time being –
oh, I have Courtney. Okay. Let me go to Courtney. So Courtney goes with her fiance Travis, and you know, it was just the worst outfit ever.
The worst outfit,
and the most unflattering. It basically looked like she had an ace bandage around her. Yeah. I was like, is this like a botched hospital thing? Like in the 1800s, there wasn't like good hospital care. So like, I was like, oh, is she showing like someone that didn't get good medical care after they worked in a factory during the Revolutionary War? Okay.
That's what it looks like. Just like some girl.
But I guess it was supposed to be like they're so entwined that it was half of his outfit and hers. And so that wasn't
great. Shut up.
Chloe had kind of a similar outfit to Kim,
that's
actually.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, this is like, this did but nothing. Your first time coming and you dress like your sister?
But she still looked really pretty.
I don't understand.
Kendall did the thing I hate.
The eyebrows.
Blind eyebrows. Always hated it. And she had full nip see-through, so that
was fun. Of
course.
Okay. This turd.
And then
this
Kylie did a wedding dress by Off-White and then did a backwards baseball hat with a veil, so it's like supposed to be, I guess, like the American bride that also, and baseball is what's more American than baseball, right? I thought, oh, is this a hint?
People
to talk that she's getting married soon.
Yes. That's what I was like. I'm like, what's the message? What do I have to decode now?
They didn't look great together. Okay, but then Chris, this was the prettiest she's ever looked.
She's great.
She always wears black, and she wore this beautiful yellow with a white glove, and her hair was like maybe added some hair or a wig or something, so she had the jet, and she was supposed to be Jackie O, and Kim was supposed to be Marilyn. So anyway, I walk out from the Craigs, which everybody goes to Craigs, like people like me, thirsty bitches, because sometimes you might be stopped by TMZ. Okay?
Yeah.
You'll have to come with me next time.
Oh, please, can I? I'll be at Olivetta down the street, which I love. That's my favorite place.
And I did get stopped. Mm-hmm.
You got stopped by TMZ?
Yes, and they asked me all about this.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited as I went to bed, just imagining what the TMZ will just flooded with Heather McDonald content.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Dave Chappelle gets attacked on stage. So I don't even know if this will make the bottom of the barrel stories. I don't know.
What did they ask you?
They asked me, what did I think of their, you know, of them being Marilyn and Jackie O? And I said, oh, you mean that they went as two women who fucked the same man?
Oh, well.
They did. And then they said, do you think that Kim will marry Pete? And I said, or do you think it's real or something? I said, I definitely think it's a real relationship. I definitely think they're into each other for sure. I'm like, I don't know if they'll get married. But then today, I started to think about it.
Today?
Something clicked? Like, that was last night. No, you know what? I think there could be a chance. I think she's one of those women, and I've said this before, I think that she sees herself as someone having many different loves in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she necessarily maybe sees like marriage forever, like marriage for a time or marriage to have kids. Okay, so I have a crazy prediction.
Oh, God, here we go. Cue the mystic sound effects.
I think she could marry Pete.
Mm-hmm.
because he's never been married before. So no matter who he marries after they get divorced, she was still his first wife, which is kind of a coup.
Okay.
And then you guys are going to lose your minds. I could see in like 4 to 5 years, she remarries Kanye. Just because Liz and Dick got remarried, and there could be something there, and there could be a place where it's like, oh my God, and then people would just go crazy that she got together with the father of her kids. Last thing, will they have a kid, she and Pete, okay? And her last two kids were through surrogate, so I don't know if she has more embryos saved with Kanye, but I'm thinking she's so smart that she probably also put away just the single eggs that she could match with anybody else. But honestly, I don't think she wants to have any more kids.
I disagree. I think, do you remember that movie Alien?
Yes.
Where there's the queen with the weird long head. I think that's Kim. And then she's looking over, and she's got all of her eggs just like laid out. And she's just like squirting more out, just like waiting for suitors to come.
So your prediction will be that she and Pete will have a surrogate care their baby?
Probably. I mean, he's already tattooing like her kids on his neck.
So
I
was asked that too as I was walking to my car.
And wasn't he supposed to get them all removed?
And he got a neck one, which was always the thing. Like, stop doing it so that the makeup artist at SNL, I don't think he's ever going back to SNL. Yeah. Anyway, so he got Kim and then all the initials of the kids. So,
which is weird.
But it's very small. But anyway, so this guy goes, don't you think, one of the reporters for TMZ, that that's like, you know, very disrespectful to Kanye, whatever. Don't you think they're moving fast? And I'm like, listen, someone that has that many tattoos, I don't think you should be overly flattered.
Right.
If he's tattooing something, because he's gotten a lot of other girlfriends tattooed to him. But as far as Kanye goes, once you're divorced from your from the other one, you cannot control who they date or what that person does, providing they're not, you know, a pedophile. You know, there's nothing you can do. If you didn't stay together, you can't be mad that your husband is dating an OnlyFans girl or that your wife is dating Pete Davidson. You just can't say anything about it. So that's what I think. But I thought that was the prettiest Chris ever looked. And I think she should wear more colors like this. Stop with the black blazer, girl.
Yeah.
It's time to live your Palm Springs 1960s caftan. I want to see her in prints and pinks and peaches and lime greens and avocado greens and all of it.
Give me coastal grandmother. That's what I want. As someone who lives as a coastal grandmother this summer.
That's what you identify as?
Yes. Oh, because Hot Girl Summer was last year. Now it's coastal grandmother.
Oh, my. I'm down.
So it's
I'm
all
down
like Nicholas Sparks hats and just
I
like
am
sitting
down
on a beach with pussy willows. And
grandmother, too. Ray J spoke to, I think, Daily Mail, and TMZ picked it up again, where he is doubling down, saying that, yes, he did give Kanye some type of computer and hard drive, but it was nothing of them being intimate. The material that he said, this is the truth behind the tape, according to Ray J, coming out today from TMZ. He said, Kim and I jokingly said to Kim, oh my gosh, we have, you know, video of us being together. Look what it did for Paris, something. What if it got out? And he didn't think much of it. Then he was presented with the fact that they were going forward with this deal, and it was going to be brokered through Vivid Entertainment, and it was going to look like it was like leaked. But he signed a contract, and they both made money from this tape. Okay, that is a fact. So he said there was like maybe extra unused material, but Kim always had it in a Nike box under her bed, like what you brought it to every bedroom anyway. But the material, the scene that we see of Kanye presenting this material to her, this computer, hard drive.
Like this old computer with a keyboard.
That did happen. He did give it to Kanye, but it was not of them being intimate. So that part was fabricated for dramatic effect.
And you said that on the episode with Chris this week.
Right, but he just kind of clarified it more that now, in fact, that there was, he did give him the stuff, but this stuff was not of them being intimate, sexually intimate.
Oh, well, yeah, but we knew that.
Yeah.
But this is just saying everything that we already knew for the past 20 years.
Right.
That this sex tape was concocted.
Yes.
All right, well, we knew it. You heard it first. This was all set up.
Speaking of beauties at God. The, Kaia Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter, she was there. So there were a lot of exes there because she, of course, dated Pete Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so she was there and she looks beautiful. And these are like doppelgangers.
I love them so much.
Now, Cindy Crawford is drop dead gorgeous.
Stunning.
But I have biological boys, and one of my boys looks a lot like me, Drake, but they're boys. And I was like, I wonder for women, is it a little bit hard to see your clone walking around looking like you this much? I mean, you got to love it because she's your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But is it ever hard just because I had a neighbor and her daughter really looked like her? And the daughter was blossoming. Like, there's a time in a young person's life, men and women, where every day, and it's only one time in your life, where every day you wake up and your body's getting better. Your waist is getting smaller. Your tits are getting bigger. You're like, what the hell's going on? It's only one time in your life. It never comes back where you don't do anything and your body just gets better. So she's like, so I'm like, oh my gosh, your daughter looks so much like you. She goes, yeah. You know, the other day I'm like, hi, can I have my body back? And I was like, that is so funny to me. Like, that must be weird for mother daughters or father sons that look that much like when there are people that look like.
I was just going to mention Reese Witherspoon and her daughter.
I have a photo here too.
I mean, that
Reese
is
Witherspoon
uncanny.
And her daughter, it's freaky. Now, if you really look at the daughter's face, you can see Ryan Phillippe in it, but Ryan Phillippe and Reese, they look similar.
Yes.
But it's crazy that they look that much alike. And I remember when Reese Witherspoon was doing After Lately with me, and I was like, and at the time the daughter was only like 8 or 9 or something. And I was like, your daughter looks so much like you. And she goes, she does?
Yes, she does, Reese.
But
don't
it's
make
weird.
Me say
I don't.
It again.
I mean, granted, my son is a boy, but when people say Drake looks just like me, like there was a time I posted a photo of me when I was 12 in cheerleading, and my friend goes, "I thought that was Drake in drag." Like it's the same. But I like don't. The only time I kind of saw it is when he started to have like a little mustache come through, and it like triggered me because sometimes I have a little mustache come through. And I'm like, ah! I'm like, oh, that's not my face. That's not my face.
Brandon looks like Peter.
Yeah, that's what people
exactly.
say. Brandon looks like Peter. But it is kind of crazy. So, yeah. And then
These two.
Oh, then this was a really funny TikTok. So Olivia Jade was doing a TikTok about like what celebrity looks like you.
Oh, right.
And
oh,
whatever the app said, it looked like somebody else. And then they put her mom because they have the same face
too. They look exactly the
Olivia
same.
Olivia Jade and Lori Loughlin have the same face exactly. Speaking of babies that might look like him.
Yeah, Post Malone.
Pregnant.
I want full tattoos. Full tattoos on this baby.
He has a long-term girlfriend. Nobody knows who the girlfriend is. But he announced with family and friends that they're having a baby. And he really is the sweetest,
I was
tattooed,
just gonna say,
scary-looking guy on
I know.
Earth.
He really is. Talk about judging a book by its cover. Like, when Post Malone came out, I was like, oh, God, what is this? And then you see videos of him, like, meeting, like, autistic children. You see him dancing to Shania Twain, like,
and
Beyonce.
He likes country music. He plays the guitar. He lives in Utah. He's thrilled to be a dad.
Just drinking.
Just a delight.
I like him.
Just
I love him. And he's like, all caps, I'm having a kid. He's going to be a great dad.
Yeah, and I don't know who this woman is, but, I mean, she's a lucky bitch.
I hope that he is there with her to deal with her postpartum depression.
You are on it! Just when you think we've heard all that we can, Justin just brings out the puns, the connections, the callbacks. Now, this is sad.
Oh, good.
Ireland Baldwin,
uh-huh.
Who is Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, Oscar winner, gorgeous mother. She is their only child together. And we saw her like on his roast, and she's very pretty. In this, she has red hair, but she's been blonde before. Very pretty girl.
Was she the one that he called a pig?
Yes.
Got it.
So the famous, oh my God, so the famous, you know, audio is, which Kim, I guess, gave to an attorney when they were in custody battle. I think Ireland was about 13 years old. And what I always gathered was, as a 13-year-old does, she either didn't call her dad or she blew off her dad for their, you know, weekend together. Something like that. And he has a temper, as we know.
Well, yeah.
And he left a voicemail message to her, the daughter, who was only 13 at the time, calling her, "You're a little pig, disrespectful, awful." And it was the little pig thing. And it was really awful, and it went around, and she even joked about it at the roast and everything. Mm-hmm. And she's defended her stepmother's fake Spanish accent, Hilaria, and, you know, been like, she's the sweetest woman. I don't know why people are mean just because she wants to, you know, identify as a complete different race and get on magazine covers and pretend to not know the word cucumber. She still is a nice stepmother to me. So she's a good daughter, okay? However...
Oh, no.
She did a really – so there was one of those TikToks where someone's like, tell me the meanest thing someone's ever said to you, whatever. And then you duet it to yourself and then you say your thing. And it is absolutely terrible. She's sitting there and she just is listing in short clips of all the awful things boyfriends have said to her.
God.
Many weight related. Like, is that what you're going to order? I'll order this. She'll have a salad. I'm going to bash your teeth in. Just awful physical, mean, awful things of guys that she has dated. Can your dad get me an audition for SNL? I always really wanted to fuck your mom. She's hotter than you. I mean, awful. So, I mean, I just want to say, people, you know what? I don't treat your kid not right, and it will affect them later.
Yeah, I was like, this is like, just PTSD, I mean, like, for
this,
her, I'm
this
sure.
is just classic. Like, how you're watching this. Why? You're so pretty. Why are you dating all these awful guys that want to kick you where you hurt, like, mm-hmm. that you're not a size zero, and she's stunning. But, like, obviously, she's choosing guys that know how to be awful and are awful to her. Why? Well, when you have a dad that was probably, does he love you? Yes. Was he not a great parent? I'm sorry. I don't think he was a great parent. And I think this is the evidence.
And I think it's sad that this is the part two. Like there was a part one, like, and now here's the part two of, like, more awful things. And also, if your daughter's being bullied by men, be the father and step in and stand up for your daughter. I think.
Well, he's a little...
As a mother... No, I mean,
but true, what can... I mean, listen, I don't know how close they are on a daily basis. She is an adult. He has his seventh kid on the way.
Yeah.
So I think is it seventh or eighth kid, I think. No, she has...
Seventh on the way.
Seventh, so it's Hilaria's sixth child on the way. Oof. And, you know, he's facing these charges and everything, but, like... I don't doubt that he, like, loves Ireland, and this probably breaks his heart. But just know that, you know, and also celebrity parents, too, that your mom's hot and want to screw
your mom. Mom's hot.
I mean.
You know, it's Kim Basinger. It's like, listen, my God. LA Confidential was, like, the best she's ever looked.
Listen,
Pool World. I take it back.
I know it's hard. You know, I know it's hard for my boys having a hot mom.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, the kids have teased my son, your mom's hot, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like,
I mean, when we were on the boat,
it's
and
hard.
Like, that boat drove by us, and they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, hot. Well, didn't you get catcalled, and you were like, oh, just leave me alone, I'm a person. Like,
I know, I think that was just a juicy scooper that knew I was there. But whatever, we can pretend that it was guys, like, jacking off to me.
Not on their boat. Not jerking off on their boat, Heather. Come on.
Anyway.
It's Mother's Day.
It just made me sad because I'm like, you have like... it's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day's
right
around the corner. You know what?
I know. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, also like the stuff about like, you know, can your mom get me on SNL? I'm just like, I'm just worried that are like girls going to pretend to like my sons? Because they want to try to get on Juicy Scoop?
I've had people do that.
You have to, what?
Yeah, I've had people be like, hey, this is like, you should talk to this person so I can get on Juicy Scoop. And I'm like, ah, do not come for my gig. Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
I know. See, you're like a hot commodity.
Listen, young girls, mm-hmm. you can pretend to like my sons just to get to me. I don't really care.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
Just be nice to them. Don't, yes.
I'm going to say, I'm going to take this Ireland Baldwin story and I'm going to do a TikTok of all the meanest comments that I've received from Juicy Scoop.
Okay.
Like in the comment section. And I'll play that TikTok song, that what it, that sad like Justin Bieber song or whatever.
And one of the, you did say something traumatic happened the last time you were here in a mean comment about your friend here.
Oh, yeah. I had like a pimple or something and was like, oh, my God.
It's called a plus one.
Yeah. Plus one. They were like, pop the zit already. And then someone replied like, seriously, I'm so over it. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry that, you know,
And I want to apologize to the people watching this. I don't currently have the budget for a makeup artist or an esthetician to pop people's skin
or
give Botox before we go on. But that is a goal and I'm secreting it.
And the Met Gala funds will next year come to the Juicy Scoop Foundation to help us get a makeup artist.
Yes, so they you don't.
Annie can only do so much.
So you don't suffer from post-traumatic stress of mean YouTube comments.
Getting bullied.
Anyway, Ireland, you're beautiful, and please stop dating awful people.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, let's get into the Johnny Depp latest.
Okay.
So Annie's going to look up the latest while I talk, but what has come down is Amber Heard has now taken the stand, and I got to see a little before we recorded. And well, first her, the first person that went before her, so her side is now presenting, and was a psychiatrist for her who said she absolutely suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder based on her relationship with Johnny Depp in being in, like, I forgot the words that she used. So that differs from the psychiatrist or psychologist that Johnny Depp's team interviewed her for 12 hours, said she was histrionic, had personality disorder, but did not suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder of a domestic violence victim. Of course, he's saying, I never touched her. She's saying he did. That's what this is about. And so she's on the stand. And from what I saw, the attorney's asking her about her auditioning for Rum Diary and working on Rum Diary, and that is where she met Johnny Depp. And
those are still the updates. It's just more of that story.
Oh, more of that story. Okay, so anyway, what I caught a little of is she was talking about how there was seemed to be some inappropriate flirting going on between the more powerful star Johnny Depp and herself, and she was wearing some robe and she had these like old-fashioned undergarments on, and he took his boot and he kicked it up and he was like yummy or something. So he was flirting with her, and so we're setting the stage for this power dynamic that started, you know, not only was he the bigger star and the more powerful star and the richer star and being a man, but also, you know, 25 years or whatever it is older than she. And it started right from the moment that they met and started working together, which is a interesting establishment. Like, I don't necessarily doubt it, but who cares?
I don't think.
Like, but it's setting the stage that's why.
Like, I'm being groomed, kind of a thing.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think it's just, in Johnny's defense, he could say, I didn't say yum, I said rum. Like, Rum Diaries, that's the movie we're on. I was like, rum. I don't know. I'm still, and Elon Musk is her ex-boyfriend as well. And he's saying that this is like $1 million going into this. I think Amber.
I think he gave $1 million donations to charities, but in Amber's name.
Oh, got it. Well, yeah. I think once she fired her whole, legal defense? I just think it's weird. Didn't she fire her legal defense?
No, she has her legal defense, but she's hired a new PR.
You're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
So she's hired her own PR people. I just think.
Yeah.
I feel bad. She's already been cut out of Aquaman 2. You know,
well, she's in it for 10 minutes.
I know. I just think she's really shit the bed on this one. I just think that she's not. There's no coming back. I don't care. I don't think anyone's going to be like, I need another Amber Heard movie. I'm not like, Amber Heard, one of the greatest actresses of our time. I don't know.
Or people are going to think she's a good actress because they won't believe anything she says on the stand. So it depends, or vice versa. So what does it say anything else that's happening? Just she's telling that story.
She said he made her feel seen.
He made her feel seen? Like yeah. This was, yeah, you made, yeah. You were seen in a movie.
So
you were in a Johnny Depp movie.
I think she's going to establish that he pursued her in a power dynamic, and then once he got her, and once she said yes to marriage, everything changed. Mm. And then she was, you know, beholden to him and trapped in this awful domestic, violent, and verbally abusive relationship. And
like she didn't know she was getting into say. Until she got married.
Right.
Yes.
Which people have said that. They've said, like, you know, from the, like, you know, from the moment, once he married me, that was it. You know, like, it was totally different. That is a true thing. So we'll see. You know, people may, it looks like most people are very pro Johnny Depp. It's just going to come down to, do you believe? Because the allegations that she said in the last trial that he lost with the son, where the son said he's a wife beater. So then they did a whole trial where he was suing them for defamation. And they said, we believe you are a wife beater for these reasons. So people already are privy to what her claims are. There is one extremely horrible act that she says happened that was violent and like sexual assault and everything, mm-hmm. which of course he denies. And I don't know if there's any proof of that, but I think she's going to end up telling that story and it'll be interesting how people react.
Yeah, that will be good.
Because it'll be pretty devastating. Okay, moving on. Brian Laundrie's parents, this was, remember, Gabby Petito, they went on the camping trip. She went missing. Mm-hmm. He came back, never told anybody that she wasn't with him. The parents found out. They suffered this whole time. Brian's parents, were not sharing anything. Anyway, so Gabby's parents found out that she was killed. They realized, then Brian went missing. He killed himself. And it was concluded that he, in fact, was the one responsible for her death. She was strangled and it was him. So the whole thing is, did the parents know?
Yes.
They were so uncooperative. Right. This is what's weird. So they're suing the parents, mm-hmm. which that's not the weird part. But they're only suing for $30,000.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know. I find that so bizarre. And if I was the parents of Brian, I mean, I understand if it was $3 million, I'd be like, okay, let me try to fight this. But if it was this, I'd be like, please, here's the $30,000. I just want us to both try to heal. You lost a daughter. I lost it. I mean, I don't, you know, what they did was wrong, but at the same, like, I just don't know. I don't know what parents do in that situation. Throughout time, people have protected loved ones that have done heinous crimes. What they did was completely wrong to make them wonder and all this stuff. And they went on vacation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying when they went on vacation with him, they must have known then.
Yes. You need to up the ante on that, because also I have not forgotten that there's drone footage of Brian's mother and father in the backyard. Do you remember this?
Where people thought he was living
underground.
And that he was living.
Hand coming out of the flower bed.
Yeah,
yes.
It was like
and take something. And then they realize that the drone's looking at them and they go inside.
That was a crazy video.
That was whack. That yeah. was weird.
I 100% think they knew.
They completely knew. They completely knew.
I just think
knew.
It was just so cruel that, like, you know, they were all calling the parents and everything. Like, we haven't heard from Gabby. Have you heard from Brian? And they literally weren't even calling them back.
Uh-huh.
So they were freaking out.
Yeah.
And they absolutely acted wrongly. And the whole thing is a horrible tragedy.
I think the whole family knew. I think he told his parents, like, there's no way I'm getting out of this alive. I'm accepting my fate. I'm taking this to my grave. I love you both, but I have to go. See you later. And that was it, to protect his family as well, to protect the mother and father. So it made them look like they didn't know. So now all they can do and really do is, unless there's like a lie detector test, you know, a polygraph test, they can just be like, yeah, we didn't know. We had no idea.
Well, I mean, they're not up for criminal charges, I don't think. So it's just like, but I just don't understand why it's so little.
I know.
It's weird.
Amber Heard.
Why isn't their attorneys asking for more? But I will say that this weekend, our little Annie, same age as Gabby Petito, is going with a relatively new boyfriend.
Really? Where?
Who Yosemite.
I know. Who I know. I know him.
So Peter and I are wondering if we should put an AirTag on her.
Yes, get an iPhone AirTag.
And just like put it like, mm-hmm. you know, like in her backpack or something. Yeah. Or a, I don't know, maybe the back of her neck. I don't know how you tap an air, like a necklace.
Yeah, like a necklace. Like a charm.
Yeah, like a cute charm.
But he can't listen to this episode. So he like, we give him the, you know, this is what we're doing. We're protecting our little Annie, darling.
Or just, we just need to track her.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, listen.
God, you better come back.
It is a shorter weekend than what they were doing. I do think being in a van for, you know, months on end or however long it was is a little long
mm-hmm.
to be with a love.
Yeah, I think if you're in a van for more than a week, like, maybe it's time to break up.
Yeah, it's something to be concerned of. Yeah. But, you know, there you go.
Like, I don't want to do this, like, what was that? That Frances McDormand movie.
Oh, that was so depressing.
What was it? Land, something land?
I don't know. It was so depressing. She just went around to like...
Nomad Land.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
No thanks.
James Corden.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I haven't talked about this yet. He is leaving the Late Late Show. I don't know who watches that show, but everyone's heard of Carpool Karaoke.
And the Crosswalk musicals.
And... he just said, you know, I've been thinking about it for a while, and I think there's one more chapter left in my life. And
well, that's like, optimistic.
Well, like one more big entertainment thing that I want to do that if I continue to, like, sign the next 7 years up, I might miss that time to do something else.
No.
So people are wondering what they'll do, who will replace him. People that they've talked about that I've heard are Andy Cohen. And also Kate McKinnon. Who else was there? I want to say there was another woman they were talking about. Anyway.
Leslie Jones?
No,
she's
but
just
she's
screaming
good...
everybody.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is about this show is it's called The Late Late Show. Uh-huh. It's very late.
It's a very, very late show. It would keep, Leslie would keep people awake.
And I know
for
people
sure.
will. I know there'll be like a push to it should be a woman.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say, as someone that knows everything,
mm-hmm.
a lot of women don't stay up as late as men.
Yeah.
We're mothers.
Coastal grandmothers.
We're mothers.
Yeah. In bed by
and
9.
I definitely think it's not like not giving a woman a chance. But mm-hmm. if I was going to want to ensure that this time slot soared, I would probably try to find another guy.
Yeah.
I really would. That guys that are like single or have maybe unconventional jobs that would naturally stay up that late would watch.
I'm available. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
That's what I was saying.
I would do it. You know what's crazy about this? He said in a statement that this was the most difficult decision he's ever made. And it came out that he turned down $50 million to go on with the show. Isn't that crazy?
God, that next chapter better be great.
It better be not Wicked. Don't be in the Wicked movie, but $50 million
he turned
down.
I guess he wants to play something that isn't this goofy guy and stuff.
Hopefully, I mean, I'm like...
But like, who cares about playing anything anymore? $50 million is pretty
$50
nice.
Is $50 million. It's like, yeah.
He's married and has kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he acts extremely not straight, but apparently he is. I'm just saying, like, I'm saying the obvious.
Why? Because he was in Cats? Is that why, Heather?
Because he sings and he dances and he has an English accent.
I know, it is weird. He's just like...
Yeah, and he just, you know, but I guess he absolutely...
loves crushing puss.
Yeah. Annie's shocked. Annie is losing her mind right now. He has a wife and like.
Are
a
you like Kelly
kids.
Clarkson with Ryan Seacrest when she found out Ryan was straight? Do you remember that clip? She's like, he's straight? Yeah, James Corden is straight. And, $50 million. I'm like, oh, like I've been watching recently Selling Sunset. I got into it. So
okay,
now I'm watching
good.
These houses and they're like, you know, $50 million. I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh,
yeah.
I couldn't turn down $50 million. And it's a late night show and you've got writers and staff. I don't know. It better. Yes, exactly. This next chapter of the James Corden journey better be worth it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know. I only watch the show when I'm doing stand-up, like on a Friday night, and I come home, and it's like
it's
2 a.m., and that's when I kind of see it. And it's good. I mean, mm-hmm. it's good interviews. I just, you know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying if you're going to – because I remember when like there was before James got it. Mm-hmm. Like the rumor in our office was that Chelsea, they were considering
right,
Chelsea.
I remember that. Uh-huh.
And so we sort of were like, oh my God, what if she gets the show? Then we'll be on a CBS show. But I remember even thinking back then, like, well, the show couldn't be Chelsea Lately. It couldn't be our same dorky jokes
right. and
like
Chewy NBC.
And like all that kind of stuff. So like, would we even be featured or what? But would that be exciting that mm-hmm. it's like a prime time thing, but it is so late? Anyway, I don't really know how far, but there was definitely talks of like her. Then they gave it to him. So
it is interesting because it's like now he's gone. Ellen's taped her last show.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly Clarkson's now taking over Ellen's spot.
Oh, my God. If Chelsea does get this. Nothing would surprise me.
Nothing would surprise me. You know, but Sherry Shepherd's taking over Wendy Williams' yeah. spot. I'm like, I can't wait for that. But
that's
like,
a good choice. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's going to kill it. But it is interesting. Like, I'm not like a big maybe, you know what? Can I make a Juicy Scoop prediction?
Of course you can. You're welcome to do one. Yeah.
He's going to end the show.
Yeah.
He's going to do some movies.
Okay.
But he's going to do a stand-up comedy tour. I think he's going to get back into stand-up.
I'm going to top that.
Okay.
It will,
wait,
unfortunately.
Did you say you're going to top me? Heather, Jesus. I have to consent first.
Unfortunately, for the people that want to go see this comedy tour, it is also going to involve some singing.
Oh, yes,
it's
full cabaret.
Be like cabaret.
Full cabaret.
Yeah.
The Countess could never. It's going to be, yes. And then
and
he's
travel
going
travel the world.
And then he's going to be tackled at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like a singing, dancing. Some of my famous friends show up.
Yes,
we do
I was
a number.
Just going to say, yes, yes, yes. Wait, stop. I have a better prediction.
What's happening?
Oh, God. You
Go.
Guys.
I know.
I'm sorry to say this. He's going to have a residency in
Vegas.
He's going to have a residency in Vegas.
Which is going to be more than $50 million.
And he's going to be more than $50 million, and he can live mm-hmm. in an air-conditioned mansion in the desert.
Yep.
And the stars and mm-hmm. the people will come to him, and it's fresh, and it's different, and he gets that initial, and more people will probably watch it
yeah.
sitting live than what was watching it at 2 a.m.
It's happening. And he's doing... He's going to do a digital platform of carpool karaoke on the Vegas Strip with whoever's in Vegas and do Vegas crosswalk garbage.
Okay. You're welcome,
yep.
everyone.
Yep, yep, yep. Speaking of garbage, Teresa.
Real Housewives of New Jersey happened last night. And
okay.
I'm going to tell you the scenario and tell me what you think. So, Teresa mm-hmm. is divorced after coming back from prison. She and her husband divorced. She fell in love with this guy, Louis. She's engaged. She's planning her wedding. And it has been made clear that she said, I don't want my sister-in-law, who also joined the show a year or two after her, which is her brother's wife, mm-hmm. Melissa. She said, no. Melissa Gorga, who's mm-hmm. gorgeous. Gorga
gorgeous.
George. She looks like J-Lo. She has the best body. And she's like... really a sweet person.
Yeah.
Like, nobody doesn't like her. Okay, so, except for Teresa. So, Teresa says, I'm not going to have Melissa as my bridesmaid. And most people said, who wants to be a bridesmaid at 40 anyway? It's fine. I, at the time, said, I'm sure she's only going to have her four daughters who are, like, you know, 14 to 22 or whatever. That makes sense. Just have your pretty daughters. Like, you know. Well, on the reunion, it got revealed that she's having Louis' sisters in it.
Oh.
So she's having her new sister-in-laws to be of 1 year. She's only known for 1 year. And screwing over Melissa, not having Melissa in it, who she's known for the last 20. So Melissa's just like, look, I didn't care when it was just your daughters. But now I'm hurt that it's, you know, these girls that you just met.
Yeah.
And we are your family. The parents have passed. Like, this is your only sibling. You know, my mm-hmm. husband, your brother. And, like, we are hurt, and I just don't get it, you know? Well, here's the thing. Teresa was always, I think, always jealous of Melissa.
Yeah.
Always mad that really mad that they got on the show, too, even though that's what made the show. I don't think the show would still be on today had her brother and sister-in-law hadn't joined, because people love the actual shit. And it's such an Italian talking shit about each other, loyalty kind of thing, that it's just absolutely
trapped in Maggiano's, yes.
But this was my favorite part of last night. So then she goes, Melissa goes, but you were my bridesmaid when I got married to your brother. And she goes, yeah, when I was eight and a half months pregnant, thanks a lot. And everybody's like, what? And so Annie goes, what do you mean? Was she supposed to wait till after you had the baby? She's like, yeah, I mean, a good sister-in-law would do that. They would wait until after, like, you know, I had the baby, like, I look skinny and cute
again.
Bitch,
it's not about you.
Exactly.
It's not about you.
Turn it down, then.
She's awful.
I'm like, so you expected this girl to schedule her wedding.
Yeah, around your pregnancy.
And then, like, not just have the baby, but, like, wait another 6 to 7 months until you
get snatched
again, which really takes a year. And and I was just like, you know what? You just don't. You know this is going to hurt them, and you want to hurt them, so you're not including them, and you don't want her to shine, because this way, Melissa's a housewife, too, so if Melissa was standing up there, too, she would get some attention. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
I don't really follow the
Ask away.
The Jersey Housewives, but there was those clips that were going around of them on a girls' trip in Nashville?
Yes.
Where she's just throwing drinks?
Yes. Teresa cleared a table of drinks at Margaret because she's like, Margaret, stop asking questions about Louis. So what that a couple of his businesses have been investigated? So what that a couple of his ex-fiancés have claimed that he's not treated them well? It's all out there in the blogs, and she blamed Margaret.
And she's just tossing drinks. And is this the one where Andy, like, loses his mind?
Yes, he does scream. Okay. Yeah, like, it's just, yeah, he's just...
just over it.
Well, you know, it's just... anyway, it's a lot of over-talking, but it's pretty juicy.
Will Andy be a bridesmaid now that he just had a baby? I mean, did he wait long enough for the wedding?
He looks pretty snatched for just having a baby. No, I'm sure he'll be invited.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He'll be invited. It's good content. Like, I'm sure they'll film it. This is all great content for the show, but I really don't think, show or not, especially if it's going to be filmed for the show, she definitely does not want gorgeous Melissa in there.
But then that says so much, because we're not stupid. We know what's going on.
Right.
It's just like, okay, so you're that girl now.
Yes, exactly.
So Teresa is the New Jersey version of New York's Ramona. Like, they've had their time. It's time for them to go?
No. Is she going to go? I don't know. Yeah. But Ramona would be like, you know what? You know what, Justin? I would always, if I had a beautiful sister-in-law, absolutely. I support women. I'd want her to be in a gorgeous dress. I mean, I, of course, would be the most gorgeous. But you know what? I love my girlfriends. My girlfriends are hot. I think that she would share the stage with the girlfriends.
But she would also fall off the stage because she'd be shit-faced.
She did. Ramona did have, yes, possibly. Yeah. Ramona did have a vow renewal, as every housewife does, just a year or two before you get divorced. And it was for her 17-year wedding anniversary, because that's when people usually do a vow renewal. Mm-hmm. And but she did not have bridesmaids for that. I think she just had Avery in it. I do think... you know, but that's the thing. Teresa wants a big thing. She's Italian. She should have just had her daughters or no one. Mm-hmm. It's a real fuck you to have Louis' sisters in it. But the Louis sisters probably are kissing their ass. They've only known her for a year. Your friend of 20 years, your sister-in-law, there's history there. But this sister was, I mean, Melissa was like, when you were away, that they always say away or whatever, like they never say prison. When you were away... who was helping getting your girls to dance class? Who was taking care of your sick mother?
Yeah.
Like, I've been here for 20 years. Don't take that away from me. And she's like, I actually talked to the girls. You didn't pick them up that many times. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Yeah, she's a monster.
Yeah. So that's where we are on that.
She's an Italian monster. And as an Italian, I can say that.
Real Housewives of Atlanta, you will enjoy this. Marlo is, it just aired. And Marlo is created a business.
Thank
that
God.
Is all of her designer clothes that she has collected over the years from the rich men that she has dated, and whatever seeking arrangement that might have been. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever taken French.
I have. I took a course. Yes.
Okay. So she called this Le Archive,
which means,
but it's wrong because there archive starts with an A. So yeah. You would have just had L apostrophe A.
L apostrophe A.
But anyway, this is what she's named her.
This is
not one person in planning this whole business where you can rent her clothes that she has worn.
Mm-hmm.
And the rental prices are so – you've heard about like Rent a Runway, right? It's this big company that women do. It's a really good thing, especially for like sorority girls, or you can rent a dress for maybe $100 mm-hmm. that's worth like, you know, $800. Multiple people rent it, whatever. They send it to you. She's renting things that retail
– oh, no.
At like $3,000 for $1,000 a day.
Not a deal. Not a deal.
No.
This is not a deal.
It's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Le Ripoff is what it is. It's not Le Archive. Also, like, just do a consignment store. Just sell your...
I mean, my God. It was like, one of the things they were showing it, one of the things was like, retailed at like, whatever, $5,000. And it was like it was even more than that. Like, how much it was a day. It was ridiculous. Like $1,400 a day to borrow this dress. Like, buy a dress. So buy a brand new dress.
Yeah, buy a new dress. And also, do you have to be her size? Do you have to be like
yes. her? That's the other thing. Like, little Candy, Zara's like, she's like, I'm like a petite person. I wouldn't be able to borrow her clothes. She's like a tall woman.
Yeah, that's
a horrible idea.
Wait, can you go back real quick? Okay, it's following two people. Okay, cool. She's following two people. Le Archive. Really get it out there.
Oh, my God. Real Housewives of New York. Not sorry. Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip trailer is out, and it's all the ex-housewives, and they all go to Dorinda's place.
Who do we have?
We have Brandy Glanville, Vicky.
Vicky.
Jill Zarin, Phaedra.
Dorinda, Tamara.
What's her name again?
Taylor?
No, the other one that... Eve. No, that's not her name. Eve?
Oh, Eve from Atlanta? Is that her?
Yeah, that is her. But is her name Eve?
Yeah, she was on... Eva. She was on America's Next Top Model.
Eva, and then...
Eva the Diva, yes.
Who the heck is
God,
this?
God, she looks good.
That's Taylor.
That's Taylor. Yeah. Oh, she looks different in this photo.
She looks sad. Wow, this is a good one. I'm going to get on this one.
Okay.
I didn't watch the first one. This is a good group.
And it's all about how Vicky is heartbroken because her boyfriend, Steve Lodge, brother of Roger Lodge of Blind Date.
Roger Lodger.
Yes. Yeah. Broke up with her right before she had to go film this. And he has since already married a 37-year-old woman. He was 63. And he already married a 37-year-old girl that he was apparently seeing while...
Mm-hmm.
So she's devastated. And Dorinda apparently is not very nice about it.
But, I mean, my God, I don't care. I just want Dorinda just guzzling Kim Crawford. Well, and that's all I want.
So what I have heard is, it's a lot of...
Drunk Dorinda?
Dorinda slurring. I made it nice. I cooked. I cleaned.
Yes.
You know what, Vicky? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
My husband, Richard, died.
Mm-hmm.
He visited me as a red balloon. You're in Blue Manor. Yeah.
What do we think's going to happen? Is Brandy going to make out with Taylor? Do we have like a three-way with two of the girls?
The trailer is a lot of what we always see, which is a lot of women... over 50, flashing their tits, grabbing each other's tits, having some type of dildo party.
I'm aroused.
Pajamas, rolling, falling drunk, and then like yelling at a dinner.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be good.
With all the elements. I mean, what else could we want?
Speaking of more Housewife news, NeNe is suing Bravo and NBC Universal execs, and she claims, I've been blacklisted. When you haven't worked in 3 years, when all of a sudden you're working and sought after and suddenly you're not working, it's being blacklisted.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't caused any problems on any set. Everybody I've ever worked with, I had a good working relationship with, except for this group of people. So she filed a lawsuit saying that she was discriminated against and that, I mean, it's going to be another Black China thing. Like, I was blackballed. Good luck trying to prove it. First of all, 3 years, two of those years were COVID. There wasn't a lot of working going on for the actors. Secondly, you were on a show. She was on the show, Ryan Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he doesn't want to hire you anymore, well, how is that Bravo's fault? Like, she was on, what was that show? The New Normal. Mm-hmm. She was on Glee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So he always calls the same people back. What's that one girl that's on every single Ryan Murphy thing?
Sarah Paulson?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, maybe you're not as delightful as Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, Sarah Paulson's an actress. She's a Golden Globe winning actress. You are already
What's the difference?
Like, here's the thing.
Right.
As a writer on the critically acclaimed show Cupcake Wars.
Yes.
Sorry, Celebrity Cupcake Wars. She was on with Cynthia.
Ooh, do tell.
Yeah, and so
who made the better cupcakes? So did they each have to make cupcakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had to make cupcakes. I had to write.
Were they going against each other or they were a team?
No, they were a team.
Okay.
Yeah. They were like team housewives or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cynthia was a delight. Nene was just like not giving anyone the time of day. So you can't say that you were like a delight to work with.
So
like,
as someone who was on a set with Nene.
Yeah.
You are willing to be deposed to defend.
Yeah. She was. I mean, I'm not going to say like she was a nightmare, but I mean, like, when everybody else is showing up on time and to set.
Okay, let me ask you this, sir, you know, as the attorney.
Like, we all had to, like, wait for Nene to show up, and it was like, oh, okay, you know, what?
I'm going to be an attorney, so okay. I am defending NBC Universal, mm-hmm. Okay? So, Mr. Martindale.
Yes.
So, would it be fair to say if you found yourself in another writer's room, mm-hmm. and you're working on another type of game show, maybe... Mm-hmm. It's a different type of cooking show. And they're looking at housewives to choose to be part of it. And the choice is Cynthia Bailey, mm-hmm. Nene Leakes, mm-hmm. Tamra Judge,
sure.
and Jill Zarin.
Okay.
You can only pick three. Who would you pick?
I will pick Jill.
Mm-hmm.
I will pick... Who was the first one? Cynthia?
Cynthia.
Cynthia for sure. She was a pleasure to work with, having experience with her.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it comes down to it. These last two women believe...
Tamra or Nene.
Tamra loves working out for the Lord.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. She loves a bedazzled cross on her shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But she also has a professional attitude. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Nene, there's a lot of eye rolling.
Mm.
There was some name calling.
Mm-hmm.
I was slapped by her. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I I'm going to go with Tamra on that one.
And you know, that's the thing. Sometimes it's not that you held up the set for an hour or it just can be like, I didn't enjoy. That's the thing in this business. It's so personal. It's really not objective. It's very subjective. And it really sometimes comes down to one person. And that's why it's so hard to say that you were really blacklisted or whatever. Because it's like, were you really? Or, you know.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you see the video of her walking through the, I don't know exactly where it was. It was either outside or was at an airport or someone. And someone was like, can I get a picture? I'm like the biggest fan of yours. And she slapped the guy's phone out of his hand. And like his phone, like. Crashed on the floor and he called her the C word.
Well.
And I'm just like, you can't say like, oh, I've been such a delight to everybody. It's like, girl, like, you know your place. Like, you're a housewife.
And
you are Nene Leakes. I mean, I'm not going to say like she's a nobody. Like, she is like one of the first iconic housewives of Atlanta, of the franchise. You
right.
Know what
she
I mean?
Was one of the first people. She got to be on the show.
She's had so many opportunities.
She left to go do all these other opportunities. They welcomed her back.
Mm-hmm.
They paid her a lot. And then she's also saying like, oh, my spinoffs, you know, never took off because they're blackballing me. Like,
maybe we don't want a spinoff. We don't want a Nene
show. But the other girls on her franchise who were also women of color, uh-huh. like, all, you know, Portia's had a spinoff.
Brandy has one coming out. Not Brandy. Candy.
Candy has several.
Yeah.
But... I think everyone knows Candy is super professional.
Yes,
working
she
since
is.
She was like 15.
Hit songs, actual resume.
So, I mean, she creates the shows, she writes the shows, she thinks of the shows. Like, that's who you want to be in business with.
Here's what I'm going to say. Another Juicy Scoop prediction.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully this probably will never happen.
Okay.
But Nene reconciles with Kim.
Okay.
Don't be tardy for the party. Like, comes out with a new season where they go on the road with, like, a singing cabaret or something like that.
Okay, I have a... I can double down on that, yeah, but in a sadder version.
Sadder than Don't Be Tardy for the Party?
Because the network's not going to give them another chance.
Why?
But they will,
okay,
be able to start their own podcast.
Oh, they'll start their own podcast.
NeNe and Kim, mm-hmm, we're going to go on the road. Mm-hmm. We're going to take this on the road. We're going to screw the networks, screw everybody. Uh-huh. And it'll be a total disaster, and they'll quit after, like, 4.5 months.
You think so? They're just going to get tired of each other.
Yeah, and it's just not going to work out. They don't know how to put a show together or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably what's going to happen, because they're both going to just... The first 4 episodes will be them just bitching about Bravo people and everything,
oh, yeah,
and being, like, sore losers. So if you guys are thinking of this, Kim Zolciak, who already... I think she still has a podcast with her husband, but her Tardy for the Party show is no longer on. She had her own spinoff.
Yes.
And I interviewed her, and she was nice, but then she got very mad at me that we filmed the YouTube thing, and I put the clip on it.
Like, there was... Kim got mad at you?
Like, she came to do it, and we had a video camera there. Mm-hmm. And I guess I never made it completely clear, or I never let her sign off on the clip. I thought she looked great. We put a little clip on Instagram, and she sent me, like, a nasty message. And I was like, all right, I'll take it down. I'm really sorry. Like, I really thought you looked pretty, but you're right. I didn't totally clear it with you, so I apologize, you know. I'm just saying, the two of them together, now they're both, you know, don't have a TV deal. They're going to go, let's do our podcast show, since everyone makes $10 billion a year doing a podcast, and but it won't last.
Yeah, maybe
because they're not self-starters like that.
See, that sucks, because, like, that's what people do now, is, like, if they're on a show or something that's ended, whatever, they'll, like, go back with one of the co-stars and watch old
it.
Episodes.
They might, maybe, yeah. You know what? Listen, girls, take my idea, run with it. If you can do it, great. Mm-hmm. It might, it would probably be very popular, mm-hmm, but I don't know if they both have such big egos
they won't
accept the fact that this is probably the most tangible next move that they can do versus suing and hoping to strong arm
tearing each
Bravo
other apart
and Peacock to, like, give me another chance to be on this show.
Yeah. Because, you know, Kim wants to run with Don't Be Tardy for the Podcast. And you know that NeNe is going to be, call it, like, the bloop, you know.
Yeah. What was some of NeNe's, like, favorite lines?
Oh,
don't close your legs. She always would say to Kim, because Kim was, I guess, with a married man at one point, Big Papa, but then she fell in love with Croy, and they
Big Podcast,
and they've made 4 kids. And anyway, hers was, close your legs to married men.
Mm-hmm.
That's a famous NeNe line.
My favorite is, not a white fridge. As not someone a with white a white fridge, sorry.
By the way, I just saw a gorgeous kitchen. White fridges are coming back.
I'm in.
They're coming back.
Good, good. Yeah. I love a good white fridge.
Yeah. So get ready. If you've got one, just...
But yes, I think they're going to start a podcast, because everyone's doing podcasts. So, you know.
And all,
our favorites.
And it will be watching back the old shows together, uh-huh, because uh-huh, there's enough. And then when that runs out, then they'll just start, like, interviewing other people and whatever. If they last that long.
And
they may not last that
their
long.
Their cover art.
Okay.
I'm already calling
it?
The cover
okay,
art.
Okay, okay. Oh! You guys can't see the genius of Justin Martindale. Instead of holding uh-huh, a peach, uh-huh, an apple, an orange... Mm. They're just holding
the microphone.
A microphone, but they're not holding it with their hand.
No.
They're holding
it. They're cupping it.
They're cupping
like
it.
Like it's,
they're
yeah.
They're cupping it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, any of you ex-housewives that were even thinking about this idea,
you're
too
welcome.
Fucking late.
Yeah.
We already said it, and now you can't
you
do
can
it.
You can Venmo me.
You can either Venmo Justin.
I want 10%.
Or now you have to change your cover art.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Justin, you did not disappoint.
No, never.
Never. You know, Justin, you are tall, a tall, strong man. And I appreciate that.
Uh-huh, thank you.
If something goes down.
In Napa?
At the Krueg, someone said I was saying it wrong. I think it's the Krueg Winery.
Uh-huh.
I know that you could save me.
Absolutely.
Peter will be there, but he will be pretty buzzed at that point, so I can't depend on
Evan him. Evan will be there, too. He's not doing anything. He's just going to look adorable, as always.
So, no. Oh, speaking of which, I have one more thing.
Okay.
Where is it? I want to do a little update on this juicy story. I don't know if you heard it, but it's kind of hot.
Okay, I'm here for hot.
This woman worked at the prisons for 25 years, and she said she was taking this other prisoner who's not terrible looking.
He looks like John Hamm.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he's also, someone just let me know that he's 6'9".
Okay. Ooh, so he's got a big old dong.
Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm taking him to, like, this doctor or something. She put him in a car and left. She also said, I'm not going to come back for the rest of the day because I have a doctor's appointment. And then they realized he was missing. And so at first, you know, people thought, oh, my God, has she been kidnapped by him? But pretty quickly, most people, especially someone like me, was like, no, they fell in love. They're fucking. She got divorced 7 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she sold her house 2 weeks ago for $50,000 or something less than what it was appraised for. Mm-hmm. But because the person could pay her cash, $95,000 in cash. So she took that money and then.
It's a shitty commission. Let's be real.
They left the car. They show them leaving the car. They do have AK-15s.
AR-15s?
Sorry. You could tell I was not raised with guns or in Texas.
Like an AK-15?
I thought that sounded so not
an
right.
AR-15.
Okay, so
both
I guess,
assault weapons, still, yes, deadly.
So are those big, long ones?
Those are the ones that are like they shoot off like tons. Okay. It's like whatever like mass shooting has.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything about it, but respect.
They're the only exclusive guns for mass shooting.
I respect everybody's right to bear arms.
Yes.
Just don't get them near me. I can't work a TV remote. I should not be near a gun. Okay.
It's terrifying.
But anyway, so they do have guns.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking for them. We know now clearly him and his 6'9 dong and her are a couple.
That's his rap name, too.
He also has a brother that no one's heard of from 10 years. We don't know if that brother's involved or he's helping them something. But their faces are everywhere. They're going to be caught soon.
Do we know what he's in jail for?
Yes.
What?
So it was murder, but it wasn't like a planned out murder like he killed his girlfriend.
Okay.
It was like he was doing a robbery, and in the robbery, he murdered some people.
Well, yeah, he's 6'9". He's a giant.
And shooting, whatever. So he's a bad guy. He's a professional criminal and a convicted felon, and people died.
Yeah.
But
I don't trust.
I think that's something where if you're into dating prisoners, it's the kind of thing that you could overlook. Like, you got caught in gangs, you were raised bad, you had a mean stepdad, you were stealing money, and you panicked when someone came out from the door and you shot him and you didn't mean it. And you're the best looking correctional officer I've ever seen. And we're meant to be together. Let's just end
I think he's brainwashing her.
Let's just end on.
He's brainwashing her.
When you hit on me and I'm the correctional officer. We're just going to end. Some people don't like our improv. So I'm saying this, we're ending on the improv.
Yeah.
Okay?
But I'm going to take it from the perspective of you look like this woman with labyrinth hair.
Yes.
And I don't trust a woman without an upper lip. It's just, that's me.
Okay.
Like that weird, like.
Yeah.
Like, so, okay. I'm just going to.
Okay.
Hey, hot stuff. How you doing today?
Roger. I don't know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wait, can we just look up his name real quick? Because I really want to get into this.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
We'll keep it going.
Annie was just stretching out before she goes on a trip to Yosemite.
Yeah. She's doing her research. She's picking safe words.
She's looking. So we're like rest stops.
Just can you put a Sharpie dot on your hand so if anything happens you can just show it to anyone.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Vicky White and
Vicky.
What
a name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
CKI?
CKY.
Ooh.
And
I'm divorced. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself.
Okay, tell.
I married a son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. And thank God, you know, I got this job 25 years ago. And it's not easy. You know, not a lot of women succeed in the correctional facilities. But I demand a lot of respect and I receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm no bullshit. But I'm also one to bring cupcakes to my fellow, you know, correctional officers mm-hmm. when it's their birthdays. What is his name?
You're Casey White.
Okay, Casey White. They happen to have the same last name, but no connection. It just happened to have worked out that way.
That's weird.
Yeah, okay, they said that. Okay. You got 5 more minutes in here before you go back in the cell.
Vicky.
Yeah?
You look radiant, as always.
Casey, stop your... I guess I colored my hair.
Well, you know, I was thinking, how weird is it that we have the same last name? You know, if we just, I don't know, ran away together, you wouldn't have to change your name. And you're a woman who likes to receive things. And, well, I'm a giver.
You better step back right now before I have to change my underwear. Because I'm getting real wet, Casey. I don't know if I can take this anymore.
I've never told you this. A lot of women and a lot of inmates in here ask me how tall I am. And it's the same number as my favorite position. I'm 6'9".
You motherfucker. You got to stop flirting with me. I haven't been at this job for 25 years. I don't think there's love in my future, so don't even start to tease with me.
On a scale from 1 to 10, my love for you is an AR-15.
How do you know that I've got 2 AR-15s? In my case, my daddy was raised on them.
I know. I could see that with that twinkle in your eyes you got there. And the way your upper lip just does not exist, it just turns me on. And I've been in here a long, long time.
Okay, now it's the day before the escape. All right, move it! Move it, people! Casey!
What is it, Vicky?
I got it all set up.
Yeah?
I told him that I'm taking you to a doctor's appointment. I'll be escorting you. Uh-huh. Then we're going to get in my car. You're going to fuck me so hard from behind. And then we're going to leave the car at a place where I don't think there's surveillance cameras. And then you and I are going to go off, and we are going to live the life that we were meant to live.
Yes.
On a beach.
Yes.
In Mexico.
Uh-huh. I love that. All right. I love Cinco de Mayo and my...
Do you think they're in Mexico yet for Cinco de Mayo?
They are totally in Mexico for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then he's going to murder her and live there forever without her.
Okay, I don't think he's going to murder her.
Okay, well,
but she will,
call me old-fashioned.
She will catch him. She will catch him cheating.
Oh, yeah.
On her with, like,
well, I mean, he's 6'9". You're going
to... like a cute Mexican girl,
mm-hmm.
and she'll be so heartbroken and so pissed that then she will tell the authorities and is like, even if I have to go to jail for a couple years, I want this son of a bitch to suffer for cheating on me.
I think you're right.
Justin, tell everybody how they can get more of you.
Oh my gosh, please get more of me. Follow me on Instagram at Justin Martindale. You can follow me on my podcast, which comes out every week, called Just Saying with Justin Martindale. And I will be in Napa with you in June. I will
June
also
17th.
Be... I will also be in San Diego headlining the Comedy Store in La Jolla May 20th, the weekend of May 20th. So come see me there.
What a beautiful weekend to be in San Diego.
It's going to be a good one, yeah. So, yeah, I'm all
love
over.
Love it. Congrats.
Yeah.